We shall now turn to the chapter which we read together, Proverbs chapter 3, and our text for this afternoon is verses 5 to 6. Proverbs 3 and verses 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. So here we are today at the beginning of another year. It's another milestone in life, 2021. What lies ahead for us? None of us know. Who could have guessed at the beginning of 2020 what lay before us? That strange coronavirus appeared, something we never imagined. And then there was the lockdown. Shops shut, restaurants shut, schools shut, pubs and clubs and casinos shut. Even the churches closed for months, and public worship ceasing. Still, we cannot meet up with friends, and it's been a very unusual holiday season for us. There's been a large number of deaths over the past year, some 70,000 deaths here in Britain. In our own church, we've lost 4 ministers, and a number of elders have passed on to heaven, and a good number of members as well. What will 2021 bring? Some people have been saying, good riddance to 2020. Things can't get worse. Oh, how foolish. Things can certainly get an awful lot worse. In fact, you and I have had it very easy, really. We've had lots of blessings. We've got a roof over our heads. We've got food in our cupboards. We're left at peace to sleep in our beds. We've had many a blessing over this past year. And here we are at the beginning of a new year, and thankfully we're able to join together and worship. Not all who would like to be here, but thankfully a number of us here together to call upon the Lord and to give thanks for the past year. Things could get an awful lot worse. Who knows? And when you hear our politicians so proud and confident and boasting, it'll soon be over, it'll soon be behind us, we've got this vaccine now, and once the vaccine begins to work, well, that'll be it, and we'll all get back to normal and carry on in the way we've always been doing. Well, maybe, but perhaps God has a different idea. And maybe God is not very pleased with the way we've been living and with the response to this first year of virus. And if we haven't responded in repentance and turning from our sin, will the Lord send a harder chastisement? Bigger problems? Will this virus mutate and mutate in such a way as that the vaccine won't work? And after all the vaccines and all the millions of people vaccinated, it's still spreading. And in fact, will it become more deadly? Will it start to affect young people so that young people cannot breathe and the hospitals are overwhelmed and the whole country and world is in turmoil? Who knows? The Lord's hand is mighty. Mighty to save, and mighty in judgment. Remember what he did to the world in the day of Noah. How he brought a flood. Not some little flood that just covered up a valley or two, but a flood that covered the whole world and killed everybody in the world. Killed everybody in the world, yes. Millions and millions of people, apart from just eight. The God of justice and judgment, could he not kill millions and millions today to bring us to our knees? And would it not be a wonderful thing if he did bring us to our knees? Because if we don't come to our knees in this world, we'll soon come to our knees in the next world. And then it'll be too late, because men and women will hear God saying to them, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into that place prepared for the devil and his angels, where there will be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth forever." So it would be God's mercy if he brought us to repentance in this world, rather than cast us into hell after wallowing in our sins all our life here, to end up in a lost eternity of misery. Well, we don't know what lies ahead. And the future can seem in some ways quite challenging to us. Will we ourselves catch this coronavirus? Will we catch something else? Because it's not just the coronavirus that is affecting people, but some people are suffering from heart attacks, and people from strokes, and people from cancer, and there's all kinds of illnesses and troubles that could come our way in this coming year. Will we lose our job? Will we be short of money? Will we lose our loved ones? We don't know what lies ahead. I plan towards the end of this year to retire. By that stage I'll be 70 years of age and 45 years in the ministry, in the active ministry. I plan to retire. But will I reach that point? Or will the Lord call me away before then? Who knows? We don't know. We make our plans, but in all our plans we should be saying, if the Lord will, I will do this or I will do that. If it's the Lord's will, if it's the Lord's plan. Now, you and I, we look into the future. We don't know. We're maybe concerned about our own health, maybe concerned about a loved one who's unwell, and we're wondering what this year has. How will we be able to cope? Will we have the strength? Will we have the wisdom? How are we going to manage? Well, whatever lies ahead, here we have a brilliant promise. A wonderful verse that's suitable for every Christian. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Trust in the Lord, and you're trusting in somebody that is worth trusting in. Someone who will look after you, will care for you, will help you through, will enable you to face every challenge, will take you through every crisis, and will take you out at the other side better than ever. So let's look then at this wonderful promise this afternoon. The first thing to notice here is the word trust. We start at the beginning of the verse and we'll work our way through it. Trust. That means faith. And faith is the opposite of fear. Maybe you're full of fear today. You're apprehensive, you're worried, you're anxious. Trust, the opposite of fear. Look away from yourself. You are weak. You're able to fall. All kinds of problems can come to you. But trust in the Lord. Put your faith in Him. You and I are ignorant. We don't know what we should do in this situation or that situation. We don't know how to cope or how to react. We're ignorant. Trust. Rest in God. Hope in God. God is our rock. We were singing in Psalm 18. The Lord, our rock, our fortress, our high tower, deliverer and shield. Is God your rock? Trust. Christian friend, take God as your rock and face the future with a smile. God is solid, dependable, unmoving. Everything around us is changing. You and I are subject to change all the time. But trust. Maybe you're not a Christian today. Maybe you've never been converted. Trust in the Lord. What must I do to be saved? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Instead of trusting in your good works, instead of trusting in hope everything will be okay, instead of trusting in, well, God is love, I'm sure He won't send me to hell, trust in the Lord and in the gospel the Lord gives and in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior. Take Jesus, look at the cross. Claim Calvary for yourself. Trust in the Lord. So trust Him. Whoever you are, trust. Rely, depend, rest upon, believe. But the second thing to notice is who you're to trust in. In the Lord. The Lord. Who is He? The Creator who made everything. The Sustainer who upholds all things by the word of His power. Trust in Him who is the ruler of heaven and earth. Trust in His plan. He's sovereign. He does everything the way He pleases. He's almighty. He's wise. He's merciful. Trust in Him. He's got the answers. He's able to help. Who is He? The Lord. Jehovah. I am that I am. I will be what I will be. I'm reliable. I'm trustworthy. I'm the God of the covenant. I'm the God who made the promises. The God who never changes. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Trust in Jehovah. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Trust. Don't trust in yourself. Don't go on in your own strength. That's the problem with our politicians, our leaders. They're all so trusting in themselves instead of trusting in the Lord. And that's what makes you so fearful for our country. If only they look to God. If only they would pray to God. If only they depend on divine wisdom. If only they would put their confidence in the living and true God who has the answers. In the great physician who can heal our land and remove the plague. But they trust in themselves. So trust in the Lord. The God who helped Israel in the past. There she was in the land of Egypt, groaning under the slave drivers. And the Lord took her out of Egypt and carried her through the wilderness, feeding her with bread from heaven and water from the rock, and brought her and planted her in the promised land. Trust in the Lord who saved Israel. And the Lord who saves us. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ to die for our sins. Yes, we're sinners, deserving wrath and curse. But trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Remember, He died for our sins and He rose again. And He ascended up to heaven and He gives gifts to men. And He sits upon the throne and He is head over all things for the benefit of His church. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. Trust in Jesus Christ, the Lord. Put your faith in Him. Face 2021 hand in hand with Jesus. It's a wonderful way to be. Are you unconverted today? Look to Jesus. Claim Jesus. Accept Him. Take Him into your heart. And face the future with boldness and confidence. Trust in the Lord. And then the next thing we notice in the verse is that it says, with all thine heart. Not just a little bit, but wholly. Not as it were testing the water with your toe, or testing the lifeboat with your toe, while your own boat that you're on is sinking. No. But jump on board. Commit yourself to Christ. Get into the lifeboat and be saved. Give up all. Burn your boats behind you and commit yourself to Jesus. There's no way back. Rest upon the rock, and the waves can lash as much as they care against the rock, but you're safe. You're standing on Jesus. Remember the old illustration of Blondet, the tightrope walker, walking across the Niagara Falls, walking across, pushing the wheelbarrow in front of him, asking the cheering crowds, could I push somebody in that wheelbarrow across the falls on the tightrope? Oh, yes, yes, you could. Well, who's going to volunteer? And they all shrink back. Apart from his own son, who jumps into the wheelbarrow. That's the kind of trust we need in Jesus. Trust in Him to look after us. Get into the wheelbarrow. And you're safe and secure on the way to glory. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Leave all your worries to Him. But notice next that it says, lean not. Lean not to your own understanding. Lean not upon yourself. You maybe think you're quite clever, quite cunning, quite wise, a lot of common sense. You know the way through. You've always got on well. You'll manage fine through this coming year. Bold, brazen. It's amazing how quickly the Lord can knock the legs from under us. We can feel so confident, and then suddenly our legs are like jelly. Lean not to thine own understanding. If you lean too much on yourself, you'll fall. Don't allow the doubts and the fears to overcome you. Maybe you're doubting, you're worrying, you're anxious, you're stressed. And in that way, you're leaning upon yourself and you're thinking, can I manage? Can I? Will I be strong enough? Will I have the strength to endure? Can I face this problem? There's something going to happen. And am I going to be able to get through? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. Don't lean upon your own doubts and fears. Don't lean upon your past failures. Don't lean upon your rationality. Don't lean upon how sensible you are. Don't lean upon even this close friend you've got or family member who's always been there. But maybe this year they won't be there. But lean upon the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding. Remember, our minds are fallen minds. Our reasoning is so often wrong. But lean upon the Word of God. That Word is sure. That Word will guide us. It will direct us. There's wisdom, true wisdom. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not. Next, acknowledge him. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. In all your ways, start with God. Here we are, starting the new year with God. Well, that's great, isn't it? You're starting the new year with God. Other people start the new year by getting drunk. Poor way to start the new year. But you're starting the new year with God. And you're wanting to worship God. And you're wanting to serve God. And to follow the Lord. Start the year with God. Start the week with God. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Start every day with God. Worship God every day by beginning the day with the reading of the Bible and prayer. So you start your day with God, you start your week with God, you start your year with God. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him. Acknowledge that you are weak. You are ignorant. Acknowledge him that he is mighty, that he knows best. Remember, he's the creator, he's the ruler, he's the savior, he's your father in heaven. Such pity as a father hath unto his children dear, like pity, same kind of pity, the Lord shows to such as worship him in fear. Claim him as your Father. Claim Jesus Christ as your Savior. Claim the Holy Spirit as your friend. In all thy ways acknowledge him. Pray to him constantly. Seek direction from him in everything. Put yourself in his keeping, and he will keep you safe. In all thy ways acknowledge him. And notice next it says, he will direct your paths. You come to a fork in the road. You don't know whether you should go this way or that way. Ask God. Read His Word. See what the Word says. Is this the path of sin? Is this the path of obedience? What does the Bible say? Let the Bible be your guide. Let the law of God direct you. Do nothing contrary to the Scriptures. But maybe you're still unsure. Unsure what to do. Well, pray to the Lord. Pray that He will direct your thoughts, that He'll lead you in the right way. Ask Him to be your guide. Submit to His direction. Say, Lord, what will you have me to do? Where do you want me to go? How do you wish me to live? What do you wish me to do in this situation? You and I easily make mistakes. And sometimes little mistakes can lead to huge problems in life. We can get into a terrible mess sometimes. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Be always open to God. Listen to Him. Be ready to hear what He has to say. Show me thy ways, O Lord, thy paths, O teach thou me, and do thou lead me in thy truth, therein my teacher be. If only our politicians would wait upon the Lord, what wisdom they would have, how He would direct them, what blessing would be theirs, and what blessing would be upon our country. If only our generation would acknowledge the Lord, what a blessed generation it would be. We live in strange times. Times that we have never seen before. And times that our fathers have never seen the like of before. But God knows what we should do in every situation. How we should behave, how we should conduct ourselves. Trust in the Lord, and He will guide us, direct us, lead us through. He will show us the way through this world, and He will lead us eventually at the end of the day to heaven. Here's a great verse then for you and me as we begin 2021. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Let's pray. O Lord our God, we thank Thee that Thou hast given to us these wonderful promises in Scripture. How wealthy we are when we have God's promises. Grant unto us then to have this great comfort, this great assurance, this great joy as we face the new year. It will bring changes, it will bring challenges. There will be difficulties, but if God is with us, we'll get through them all, and we'll come out with a smile on our face. So enable us to rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Help us, Lord, to trust and not be afraid. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. In Jesus' name we pray.